is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Doe?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool, hit the brakes.
What happened? What happened? Why are we hitting the brakes, dog? It's the weekend edition. This is a fresh pod for the people.
The people that's been with us since day one, they know we live and uncut. We raw and unedited. And
what happened?
Each of us get a chance to be the butt of the joke. Who ran with the theme song before the intro was completed? Was that Reginald, the legendary?
Reginald Bartholomew Hooks.
23.
Reginald Bartholomew Hooks. Uh-oh. See, when you said hit the brakes, I thought you were coming for me. But you're coming for Reg now? Reg is impeccable. Reg is unstoppable. Reg never messes up. Reg has never made a mistake. You know what? He probably did it on purpose. I've been working with Reg for like 8 years now. He's never made a mistake. Don't you dare come for Reg. You can come for me every single day. You can criticize me every day. But you can never fix your lips and say anything negative about Reginald Bartholomew Hooks.
Okay, so here's what I'll do. We get a people!
Yes, yes, yes!
What they want.
We will never leave you without a dope pod to step to on the weekend. We always do a special weekend edition for our podcast listeners, and this is a big weekend, Jalen Rose. I gotta talk to you, dog. I need some help. I got my wife out of town. She's directing an episode of Unsolved Mysteries. Shout to her.
Dope.
Power couple. She's just show couple. Running, executive Shout producing, Dwight. Directing, traveling. However, that means that I got the twins. My son is away on vacation with his auntie. So I got
need
the twins
vacation.
All weekend long. How do I spend 10 hours of watching football on Sunday while being a dad at the same time?
I got you. Call 985-80-JALEN. Call 985-80-JALEN and tell Jacoby what he should do this weekend with my nieces, because I'm out of town.
I got a few options, dog. I got a few options. Number one, I might just take them to the bar. You know what I mean? Take them to the bar. just sit them down.
They're going to get some bar time. Oh, they getting some bar time. Now, they getting some bar time. At least where you think, 2 hours.
Where you think they had dinner the last two nights? Mom's out of town. Where you think they ate dinner the last two nights? Right at the bar. They know me there. Get the pasta with butter, popcorn, french fries. No vegetables,
it's
no
good.
Proteins.
As long as you're not sitting at the bar, it's fine. You're going to get you a hot
table.
Table,
though. No, it's respectable. It's you respectable. Get we you got a table. It's a
table
restaurant.
Somewhere.
It's a restaurant.
Good.
I think I'm cooking tonight. Some rice and beans. Good. Gonna get them some rice and beans tonight. You gotta get some proteins
Ooh,
in there.
Ooh, that's
in
their nice. Life.
So, Jalen, nice. One thing we haven't discussed, Mr. Rose, is the Michigan Wolverines football program. Game against Washington this weekend. So after this weekend, be 1-1, right?
Well, we lost our top receiver, and that's gonna hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I know on a national landscape, people aren't looking deep into our roster.
No.
But, like, that was a huge loss. But when you look at our schedule, it's two things that's always going to matter. Where we ranked and if we beat a couple of teams. Ohio State.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Why you
Michigan
say it? Why
State,
you say it? Why you say it?
Now Penn State. Wisconsin.
L. Those are L's, dog. It's tough. You got the good basketball team, though. Basketball team's great. You know what I mean? Take your wins where you can get them. You didn't play football. You played basketball. Juwan got the Wolverines. They're Final Four this year. Oh, guarantee. You can chalk them into the Final Four right now.
I got you, family.
Maybe even a number one seed.
Dog, it's going to be Memphis and Michigan in the national championship game. And I'll be there to watch Penny Hardaway versus Juwan Howard, Rasheed Wallace versus Howard Eisley. How about Imani Bates versus his hometown state? Like, this is going to be crazy. That's what I'm predicting going to be the national championship game. I know some of the tastemakers who listen to our show weren't surprised when Imani Bates became breaking news and he decided not to go overseas, not to go to the G League, not to go to Michigan State, not to go to Oregon, and he decided as I let you know that he was going to Memphis. That is going to be the national championship game, my brother. And we'll be there.
Last time Michigan was in the national championship game, you had a Wolverine on your head. You had a straight up Wolverine on your head cheering for the game. You dressed up like a clown. You had a Wolverine on your head. You had all Fab Five in the building. Christopher Weber's going to the Hall of Fame, Mr. Rose. And I heard that you might be there.
Shout to Macy Edward, Christopher Weber III. Who, by the way, dog, let me just tell you something. He played in middle school at a school called Temple Christian. He was going coast to coast dunking on people in seventh, eighth grade. Like, they were showing him on the news. I remember watching Prince Fielder when he was young on the news. They had him at Tiger Stadium, like, hitting home runs when he was, like, 12 years old. It was crazy. And so, C-Webb was always extremely skilled. One of the things about being from Detroit, each city had their own style of play. And I'm not gonna go through each region and pigeonhole what I felt like their focus was. Like in New York, the focus was ball handling.
Yeah.
The focus was ball handling.
Name the best big man from New York. Lamar Odom, maybe? Yeah, but he could ball handle too, yeah.
Right. Lou Alcindor, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, good point.
But the focus was ball handling. In Michigan, the focus was always versatility. Like, each season I play each sport. So it didn't matter if I was the best during basketball season. It's like, all right, what you got during football season? What you got during baseball season? It was kind of like that. And if you look at the history of basketball players from Detroit, look at Spencer Haywood. Kevin Durant just broke his scoring record in the Olympics this year, just so y'all know. Just broke it this year. And he didn't shoot threes. He was a dominant big man. He had the Olympic points record until 2021. That is crazy.
It was crazy.
And he was the first guy to challenge whether you could go from high school to the league. He was the first person to do that. He's from
Spencer
Detroit.
Haywood rule.
That's one of my like idols, legends, godfathers. He's been on this show. He's promoted his book on this program. But let me graduate.
You gotta mention Iceman. You gotta mention Iceman.
No doubt. I was going there. And by the way, let me tell you why I love you. You ready for this? Let me tell you why I love you so. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to hug you. You ready for this?
What's up?
I was in JRLA's gym yesterday with the Iceman.
What? George Gervin knows your name?
Knows my name. Was at JRLA. Literally yesterday. And let me tell you guys a secret, okay? As we start talking about versatile players from Detroit. George Gervin was 6'8". And initially they had him playing forward. When they moved him to guard, he was unstoppable. The only players in the history of the NBA to have untouchable signature shots are Kareem Abdul-Jabbar skyhook and George Gervin skyhook. Like, I remember being one of those kids watching him come to the gym, knowing what time his team played, and it was like God showed up. Y'all remember the ice posters? You remember the
of course, the throne. The Iceman's throne.
The Iceman cometh poster, right? That was classic with the one-piece zip-up, stylish, looking handsome, playing in the ABA red, white, and blue basketball.
Jalen, let me tell you something.
What up, my brother?
3 days before I was born, April 9th, 1978, George Gervin needed 59 points to win the scoring title. Do you think he got those 59 points?
He got 63. I just asked him about it yesterday. Early that day, David Thompson scored 73. And Ice told me he had been leading the scoring race all year. So he was like, all right, how many I need? I'm gonna go get it. And so he also shot 51% on his career. 26,000 points. He shot 51%. He wasn't a jacker. He wasn't a gunner. Okay, he was efficient. And early in his career, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Dear NBA, I'm going to be extremely disappointed if you immediately don't restore the points, rebounds, assists, and all the statistics for NBA players that also played in the ABA. That's a travesty.
That's a good point.
Dr. J, George Gervin, like those totals should be a part of their NBA totals. Did you know when the NBA bought the ABA within 3 years, almost 90% of the All-Stars had just come from the ABA?
That's a good point.
The players, the flavor, everything. Baseball just restored the records for the Negro League players in the major leagues. The NBA needs to do the exact same thing.
I agree.
Word to the wise. And I'll just name a couple of more. Derek Coleman, the number one overall pick. Syracuse could dribble, pass, and shoot. Shooting threes. Lefty over the right shoulder. Played the national championship game. Detroit. Doug Smith. Dribble, pass, and shoot. Missouri. Like, Chris Webber, Steve Smith. And so, like, C-Webb going into the Hall of Fame, man. I'm extremely proud of him. He's come a long way. He brought a lot to the game. Another thing that he helped master, Shaq did it, Sean Kemp did it, is the spin out lob from the post. Where you walk the guy up the lane line and you spin out.
Mm.
He was one of the first guys that was really able to do that. He was doing that when we was in high school.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
People forget about that in basketball. You don't see a lot of big men that can do that.
No.
That takes a lot to walk up the lane line, fake, spin off, take your eyes off the basket, then relocate the ball while
you're not
watching
see the
defense.
Ball. Yeah, you got your back to the ball while it's in the air, and then to catch it and dunk it, and to position yourself away from your defender, and to feint your defender to get to the high side. That's tough.
And more deeper in the box score. See, well, as you see, I'm comparing them to centers and bigs, but I'm also going to compare them to stretch guys like a Tim Duncan, a Kevin Garnett, a Rasheed Wallace. Those guys were seven-footers guarding multiple positions, playing facing the basket primarily. It was almost like you were upset when they didn't post up because you was like, they could easily get a basket posting up. But then they showed you how much skill and game they had. You was like, it totally makes sense why Rasheed Wallace is shooting threes when I'm watching him warm up shooting them with his left hand. He's like, okay, got it. That's why he's doing that. That's why the big ticket is picking and popping. Because he likes that 18-foot long two jumper and he can make it. Oh, Tim Duncan. They called him a power forward. He played center 90% of his career.
That's a good point. Like he only didn't play center when David Robinson was on the team. But who was the center on that team? It wasn't him. Sometimes they had a couple big white dudes. They rotated a couple big white dudes, kind of like the Bulls did in the 90s. You know, the Bulls always had like a big
Real
white dude in the middle.
Real Purdue and Rasho Nesterovic.
Luke Longley.
Like he was the five. But then he was also shooting bank shots. You remember Tim came in and was hitting that 15, 18-foot bank shot. It was cash. And so C-Webb, I was there when he had his best professional game. It was against the Pacers when he was a member of the Kings. And I was telling him, you better watch for my young bull, J.O. He about to come give you some game tomorrow. And I was talking crazy to him. He had 50 and 25 against us.
Woof. Woof.
That was
a
his
lot of people, you know what?
Best I game.
Think, you know what? People don't celebrate Jermaine O'Neal enough. People really don't celebrate Jermaine O'Neal enough. His name doesn't come up enough. His name really
you,
doesn't
J-O.
Come up enough.
J-O
His name
felony.
Does not come up enough.
I got you, J.O. And watching The Last Dance, shout to my brother Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes killing it with all the smoke. I just saw Ben Wallace recently also.
Mmm.
Hey, Jacoby, I live outside, dog.
You outside?
No, I live outside.
You live outside?
Yeah. I'm like Jada. I ain't got a home phone number. I live on the road, dog.
Okay. What did Big Ben have to say?
I was just talking to him about, you know, being from the D, and I mean playing in the D and embodying, you know, the heartbeat of the city. And he's also going into the Hall of Fame this weekend, along with another big guy I played with, Chris Bosh.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll get a chance to see Big Ben, who won championships, won a championship with my Pistons, C-Well, and Chris Bosh, my brothers, all get inducted. And I get to fly with Juwan Howard.
Oh, really? But Taylor, I have a question for you. Where's the Hall of Fame?
In your backyard, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Springfield, Massachusetts, 413 Stand Up. And you had a teammate from Springfield, Massachusetts.
I'm glad you went there. One of my favorite teammates of all time, Travis Best.
That's
my brother. And one of my favorite college games of all time. Well, I played two times there. I'm mad about how I played in the McDonald's game. I hated how I played in that game because I tried to be sweet. I never wore wristbands during the season. I wore a shirt under my jersey, though. And then when I got to the McDonald's games, I saw those fly wristbands with the M on. I wanted to watch two or three on each arm. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even rock that when I played. I got caught up, and I was playing bad.
What are we talking, like 2 for 8? Like, what were you?
Yeah, I shot bad. I shot so bad in the McDonald's game, I won MVP of the Dapper Dan game because I was pissed. They stopped the Dapper Dan game maybe like 2 years after that. But also, one of my favorite college games, this is going to matter to the NIL collegiate athletes. And everybody that's a sneakerhead, y'all know from the Huaraches, the Fab Five, y'all saw us rocking the Barclays, all that. Those the first couple of years. But my junior year, watch when we played against Georgia Tech. We actually showed the highlight in one of the clips on this show where Travis Best or somebody did a high-low and threw it over the top to me and I dunked it. Fresh Jordans. Out the box. The ones with the black, all on the sides with the white, with the black strings. I don't even remember which ones they were. I'm from Detroit. I wasn't even allowed to rock them. I was like, I'm wearing these.
I'm wearing these. We always want to give you a dope pod to step to, even if it's just a short one on the weekend with some story time with Jalen Anthony Rose. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the Hall of Fame. Enjoy the 413. Big shout to Springfield, Western Massachusetts. We will be back on Monday with another dope pod to step to.
Yes,
Jalen Anthony Rose?
Right now, this week's Renaissance Man episode with Dr. Steve Perry. We're not done. We are not done.